In the day's other news, devastating floods across parts of the Midwest have now claimed three lives and caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. In Nebraska, aerial views show thousands of acres and hundreds of homes submerged as the Missouri and Platte rivers pour across the countryside. The story is the same in Iowa, where Governor Kim Reynolds is warning the damage could get even worse as the region prepares for spring.
We're in for the long haul. We're just getting started. We really haven't seen the snow melt yet that will impact it. And then just the spring rains that we're going to get. So what typically would be handled by the levee system that's in place, because they've been compromised, it's going to be, you know, a difficult, could potentially be a difficult situation all through the spring and summer.
Vice President Mike Pence flew to Nebraska this evening to meet with officials of both states and to visit affected communities. A new analysis finds far more heat records have been broken in the U.S. over the last 20 years than records for cold. The Associated Press looked at weather station data across the lower 48 states. They found for every new cold weather mark, there were two new records for high temperatures. Climate scientists say it's part of a global trend. In New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern urged public support for a grieving Muslim community after the massacre at two mosques last Friday. Ardern addressed Parliament and highlighted the heroism among the 50 victims. She called for New Zealanders to remember them, not the gunmen.
He is a terrorist. He is a criminal. He is an extremist. But he will, when I speak, be nameless. And to others, I implore you, speak the names of those who were lost, rather than the name of the man who took them. He may have sought notoriety, but we in New Zealand will give him nothing, not even his name.
Meanwhile, officials began releasing bodies of those killed to their families after autopsies were completed. Pope Francis has refused the resignation of French Cardinal Philippe Barbarin, convicted of failing to report sexual abuse by a priest. The Vatican says that instead, the pontiff asked Barbarin to do what he thinks is best for his archdiocese. Barbarin is appealing his conviction for covering up for a priest who allegedly abused Boy Scouts in the 1980s and 90s. Back in this country, the Attorney General of West Virginia is suing the state's Roman Catholic diocese, alleging that it knowingly employed child sexual abusers. The suit filed today is believed to be the first of its kind. It charges that the Wheeling-Charleston diocese knew about abuse complaints against priests and failed to report them. Church officials had no immediate response. A federal appeals court in Virginia heard arguments today on whether President Trump is violating the Constitution through his Washington hotel. The Emoluments Clause bars federal employees from accepting benefits from foreign or state governments without congressional approval. In Richmond, the District of Columbia and Maryland argued the president's hotel profits are the problem.
All of this stuff is a dangerous constitutional violation. We have the right to have the president put our interests first, and it appears that he's not doing that. He's putting his financial interests first.
The president's lawyers argue the Emoluments Clause bars only those payments he might receive in his official capacity. They also say he's immune from suits like this. A Mexican migrant has died in custody after being apprehended for illegally crossing the border. It's the fourth such death since early December. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the 40-year-old man was detained in Texas on Sunday and died yesterday at a medical center in El Paso. He suffered flu-like symptoms and liver and kidney failure. An American professor has become the first woman to win the prestigious Abel Prize in mathematics. Karen Uhlenbeck of the University of Texas at Austin was named the winner today. She was recognized for work in geometric analysis and gauge theory and as an advocate of gender equality in math and science. The Abel Prize is seen by many as the equivalent of the Nobel Prize. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 26 points to close at 25,887. The Nasdaq rose 9 points, and the S&P 500 was down a fraction. Still to come on the NewsHour, President Trump welcomes the controversial leader of Brazil to the White House. One-on-one with Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson. A report from the Syrian front line of the fight against ISIS, and much more.